Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Tucson. It is the Fresh Start Show this Saturday morning. Get up, get up, get up. We got a great show for you. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. It is the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. Once again, we're here back with you on this coming Saturday. Get your Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran. Get your donuts or your bagel and your cream of wheat. It is the Fresh Start Show. Let's get up. Let's get it. Happy to see you. Happy to hear from everybody. Good to see everybody. It's good to be back on Radio Land on this Saturday morning. Listen, it is the Fresh Start Show, a show that it believes in talking about the struggles of incarceration, or talking about the struggles of the formerly incarcerated, or talking about the need for reform in our justice system. And this is what the show is about. There's no show like us in Arizona. We are the most unique, robust show in this area, talking about the struggles that the people in the justice system have, and most definitely the struggles that people who are incarcerated or who have been formerly incarcerated. We know in this country, if you get a felony in the United States, it's going to be difficult for you. It's going to be difficult to get a job. It's going to be difficult to find housing. That's just how our nation is built upon. In the state of Arizona, there is something called the disenfranchisement law when you get a felony, which simply means that once you get convicted of a felony in the state of Arizona, most definitely you will be disenfranchised to vote. You lose your voters' rights. Just think about how that impacts. You can't vote as an American. It's difficult to find housing and put a roof over your head. And then you need a job to bring income to be able to even maintain that house. So we know in this country that once you get a felony in the United States, it's going to be really hard. Not impossible, but certainly you will have your share of difficulty. So listen, we're so excited again to come back to you on this Saturday morning. We have some great things looking forward to, of helping our brothers and sisters who have been formerly incarcerated. That's why we are here. We are here to not just speak about the issues, not talk about it, but be about it. And certainly Fresh Start is an organization that's being about it. Our show is our bully pulpit. It's where we can talk about the issues. We can speak truth to power, and we can bring awareness and education about being incarcerated, or if you do have a felony, where you need to go to work on getting your rights back restored. I mean, that's what our show is all about. And because we have an awesome mission and an awesome show, we are thankful for our new sponsor. Yes, we just picked up the Fresh Start Show, just picked up its first sponsor. And they are the first, but I'm sure they won't be the last. I'm sure there's other organizations that are out there that wants to help to donate and help to sponsor this show, as we're talking about the many people in this demographics of our community that are struggling because they have been in jail, they've been in prison. So we're excited for our new sponsorship, which is an organization called the League of Voters, the League of Women's Voters of Greater Tucson, the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. Listen, we are so thankful for them to work with us and partner with us and become a sponsor. And just so that you know, the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson, they are an organization that works to empower, to educate citizens on the ways to improve government. The League encourages informed and active participation in government, works to increase understanding in major public policy issues, and influences public policy through education and advocacy. And they do not support or oppose any political party or candidate. That is the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. Listen, if you want more information or wants to get engaged, please contact them at area code 520-327-7652. They are located on 800 North Swan, Suite 126, Tucson, Arizona, 85711. That is the League of Women's Voters of Greater Tucson, which the Fresh Start Show is now sponsored by. And so we're excited for their partnership and their sponsorship. All right, let's get it. We have our first fundraiser that is coming up within a week from now. On Friday, August 19th, there is a fundraiser breakfast. I know many of us are used to fundraiser lunches and fundraiser gala dinners at later in the evening. But this one is going to be next Friday in the morning from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. So get out, get up. Come down and support a major cause in our city. The Fresh Start organization is being a blessing to many people in the community, many people in our city. Our Fresh Start Expo last October had a major impact on our community and on our city. And we are expecting to do it all over again this year. Okay. And so, but we're going to make it bigger. We're going to make it broader. We're going to make it better. So come out. The only way we can do that is that we have to have some money. Yes, I thank you for the I love you. I thank you for we are proud of you. I thank you for all of the great accolades verbally that you give. But make no mistake, I can't pay bills with words. I cannot help offer free services for people who are in a drastic need with just words. It's going to take some money. Okay. So as much as we appreciate all of the verbal accolades and encouraging words and continue to keep giving us that inspiration because we feed off of it. But make no mistake, it takes money to actually do things. It takes money to actually get things done. So I'm asking everyone in Radio Land who's listening to go to our website. Our website is www.freshstartint.com. That is www.freshstartint.com. Let me say it one more time. Fresh Start is www.freshstartint.com. That is our website, www.freshstartint.com. Go to that website and you can go into the tab where you can give. Go to a website if you want to give. If you want to give towards to the fundraiser, we appreciate you continue to give. But if you just want to be a person who just want to give, or if you want to be a monthly partner with Fresh Start and just want to say, you know what, $20 a month, you know, I can commit to $20 a month. I can commit to $10 a month. Many of us, we blow $10 now going to fast foods. Now, I remember back in the day, you can feed a family if you went to McDonald's, a family of two or three, but you can't now with just one. I mean, things are different. But think about how many times we have looked over money or went to Starbucks and bought two premium type of coffees that came out of the store paying $16-$17 for just those drinks. So just imagine if you was a Fresh Start partner or became a Fresh Start monthly partner, say, hey, I want to continue to give. You guys are my father was in prison and he didn't have resources. My son, my daughter been in prison, didn't have resources. My niece or nephew, my uncle, auntie, I have family members that know what it's like to be in prison. And then they come out. There's absolutely no resources for them. And this is the reason why they go back into prison because it's so difficult to get on in life. So I know what life looks like without a Fresh Start. I know what a city looks like without a Fresh Start. I know what a state looks like without a Fresh Start. Can you imagine if we had Fresh Start events in all our 50 states or at least all of our major cities where we know that there's many people when they come out of prison, they're on their own and it gets discouraging. It gets hard. It gets depressing. And you know as well as I know is that after a while, when a person is trying to push three steps forward and they push five steps backwards, after a while you get discouraged. And this is what that word called recidivism, which is where formerly incarcerated people go back, they re-enter into the prison population. Because it's harder to live on the streets. It's harder to get a job. It's harder to find housing and keep a roof over your head. So many times, many of our brothers and sisters who've been formerly incarcerated go right back into prison. And we push that recidivism rate. And we have to break the vicious cycle. We got to break the curse over our community and make sure that people, when they have paid their debt to society, that they can bounce back. But you know as well as I know in this country, in the United States, when you get a felony, it's really like having another life sentence. Because even after you do 6 years in prison, you do 10 years in prison, you do 20 years in prison, here you are, you are still stuck with that felony for the rest of your life. And so that's why we have a Fresh Start. And that's why We have this vision to help our brothers and sisters who have made some bad choices. But look, after you've been convicted, you paid your debt to society. When you come out of prison, we should have resources for you so that you don't have to go back to prison. So this is why we're excited. So listen, if you want to give to this cause, you don't have to be a major organization. You do not have to be a Fortune 500 company. You can just be yourself, and you can give according to your monthly budget. You know what's coming in. You know what bills you got to pay and what type of income you're coming in. But just think about it. If you gave $20 a month or you gave $10 a month, and you just did that. You know, if you gave $10 a month, and you times that by 12 months in a year, you've donated $120 to the Fresh Start organization. It's just like that, you know. So I know a lot of times we'd be thinking like, man, this sounds so dope. This organization sounds so dope. I know so many people who've been in prison, who are in prison, that's looking to come out of prison in the next 6 months or a year. I want to give into this cause, because if any of my family members are going to come out of prison, I want to make sure that they can get to a fresh start and they can come to a one-stop shop where they can get their lives together. If that is you, go to our website and give. You can give to the organization. You can give. You can become a monthly giver and say, hey, this is what I can afford to give. This is really going to help them to get on their feet. And know that we are now a 501c3. We are a tax-exempt nonprofit organization. We are a legitimate nonprofit organization. So whatever you donate, that would go towards your deductions and taxes. And so there's some benefits for giving. But why not go ahead and make that happen? And so we want you to be a giver and partner with us as we are trying to make an impact. Our mission is where everyone deserves a new beginning. Do you believe people deserve a new beginning? I do. I do. I do. I do. I believe when people make a mistake, people have made some bad choices. I believe when people have had some messy situations that they learn from it. And when they learn from it, they learn not to repeat it. Okay. So remember, next week, it'll be next week. That's how fast it's coming. Next Friday, Friday the 19th, 7:30 a.m. We will be at the St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Tucson, Arizona. Please go to the website if you want to get a ticket. If it's individual tickets, it's $35. If you want to get a table for eight people, it's $250. Listen, let me tell you, there's many fundraisers I went through where I paid for a table through an organization, and the table was like $800. It's almost $1,000 to get a table. Our table is only $250, and that can be for your organization, that can be for your church, that can be for your committee or a board or a group. Come down and experience what Fresh Start is all about. I will be there as the founder, and I'm going to be talking about my vision and why we ought to give. I'm going to talk about our success stories that we had on last year. And so our keynote is going to be the Pima County attorney, Laura Conover. She is our special guest in keynote. And for those that don't know what county attorney is, county attorney is your chief prosecutor. Where I'm from, I'm born and raised in Michigan, so we didn't call them county attorneys. We called them the Michigan County prosecutor. Some other districts, like the California, call theirs Pima County district attorney. And I think in Baltimore, they call theirs the state attorney's office. But pretty much, it's the prosecutor. Okay, so Laura Conover, our Pima County attorney, will be our special guest and keynote for the event at the fundraiser on August 19th. So come on out. Can you get a chance to even meet your Pima County attorney? Laura's good people, and we are appreciative for her time and her efforts and her partnership of making sure that Fresh Start be what it is. Let me tell you right now, Fresh Start would not have been as successful without the partnership and the collaboration of Laura Conover and our prosecutors. And let me tell you why that's important, because when we had our event, and then the event for this year is going to be October 22nd on a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's going to be at the Tucson Convention Center. So please hear me really good. That's going to be at the Tucson Convention Center on October 22nd. That is 22nd, and that is a Saturday morning. We're not going to be there all day. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. come in and handle your business on the first part of the day, and you're done, and you can enjoy the rest of your Saturday. That's going to be October 22nd at the Tucson Convention Center. We get all of our courts, from city courts, our justice courts, our juvenile courts, our superior courts. We have our Pima County Attorney's Office, Pima County Public Defender. We're going to do a job fair for people that's looking for jobs, that it's hard for them to get a job because they have felony background. They're going to be able to come down to the Fresh Start and be able to even get a job. We partner with City Housing to help people get housing. I mean, it is the true one-stop shop of people that's been incarcerated. You know, sometimes when you get out of prison, you got to go to 10 different places. But I guess it's a little frustrating when you don't have basic resources. You don't have a car. You don't have anybody to take you anywhere. But how about, as I imagine it, when I was in my vision, was to bring all of the agencies, all of the partners and stakeholders under one roof as a one-stop shop and have people come and they can get most everything done. We've helped people to get their marijuana conventions expunged. We are able to seal juvenile records. So if you had a kid that made some bad choices before 18 and they got a felony or a record, we partner with the juvenile detention centers and juvenile courts to help young kids and teenagers to get their background sealed. Man, that is huge, guys. This is huge. This is huge stuff. There's nothing like us. There's many different reentry organizations out there that's doing some great work, but there's nothing like the Fresh Start International. It's nothing like Fresh Start. We are trying to help people on a holistic level. We've helped people restore their rights. You know, people haven't voted in years because they lost their rights when they got a felony. We've helped people to get their courts and fees reduced from the courts. And we've helped people in warrant resolution. That means we squash warrants. People that had outstanding warrants that was pretty much if they got pulled over in a traffic stop, they'd be going to jail. You know, we were able to help people to rectify many of those issues in the court system. You know, if you have failure to appear because you didn't show up at court or you forgot about it, 9 out of 10, they're going to put a warrant out for your arrest. So we were able to squash warrants. So we were able last year to serve 400 people last year. And this was our first big one. And our first one was at my church at Pilgrim Rest in Tucson in June of 2019. But last year was our first one. It was our second one, but our first big one where we invited the whole city and we had it at the convention center. And so for our first one, which was very successful, to serve over 400 people is pretty amazing for our first big one. So we're looking for our second one. Now that the word is out and people know who we are, we have more businesses and organizations that's learning who we are and what we're about. So we're expecting us to double that number. So it's easy for us to be around 800 to 1,000 people on this year. Plus, we have the Fresh Start radio show that we didn't have last year. So that means that we now have, every week, we have strong advertising through this Fresh Start show and podcast for people to hear on 106 The Groove, what we're doing and what we're all about. Okay, so just know that we're getting closer and closer. I mean, we're already pretty much in the middle of August, just about soon. And so we'll be right in September in a few weeks. And Fresh Start is in October. That's just to let you know how fast things are moving. Okay, so if you got brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, and your dad or moms who've been in prison, that's having a difficult time getting on their feet, we need to get them at that Fresh Start in October. Okay, get them down there. Do all you can to get them down there. No, you're not that busy. If you need to take care of your business, handle your business. You can postpone, reschedule, many other things on October 22nd. But if you need these services, I am telling you right now, you do not want to let this opportunity pass up. You need to be there. Okay, so again, October 22nd on a Saturday morning. Look, it's not all day. We're not holding you to 4 and 5 and 6 p.m. on the weekend. We're coming in there hard, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That means you need to get there early because we're going to have a lot of people getting down there. Do not try to just show up at 9:15 and all of that. Get there early before the doors open. We're looking for a great time. We're looking to help so many people. We're looking for people to get housing. We're looking for people to walk away with a job. I mean, that was my vision. This is the vision that I wanted, to help people, help People who've been in jail and in prison and coming out and not having resources. And so this is what it's all about. Okay, so there's two big things coming up in the next week. The Fresh Start fundraiser breakfast. That is going to be Friday, August 19th. It's going to start at 7:30 a.m. and we end at 9. So that means you can come celebrate with us, support us, give us some money, donate some money, and then go off, eat, and then go off to work, okay, and enjoy the rest of your Friday next week. But we need you here. So tickets is $35. If you're coming as an individual to the fundraiser, $35. All of that money is going to help us for the event that's coming in a few months in October. Get a table, $250. Organization, you're out there, you're listening to us. Come on, even if you're a church, I don't care what denomination, churches are all welcome. If you're a church to have people that's been in prison, that's been impacted by being incarcerated, come out and support the Fresh Start fundraiser breakfast on August 19th at 7:30 a.m. Again, Laura Conover will be our speaker and our keynote for our event. And so we're just excited for a great time as we are doing some great things, and we're just looking for all of you guys to come down and support. That's what we're here for. We're here to support and make sure that we're able to help so many people. So again, we are again thankful for our first sponsor to sponsor us. The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson is our first sponsor, and we are excited about their partnership and collaboration with the Fresh Start Show. And so if you want more information about the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson, please give them a call at area code 520-327-7652. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization that works to empower and educate citizens on ways to improve government. The League encourages informed and active participation in government, works to increase understanding of major public policy issues, and influences public policy through education and advocacy. Listen, that is the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. So, again, we're thankful for everyone that's been tuned in to the show. Remember, we got some great things coming up on August 20th. For those that want to go to a conference, a women's conference, the IMA. I am the president of the IMA, and the IMA organization is having a women's conference on August 20th. Okay, and that's going to be at Grace Temple Missionary Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona. So if you you can Google that as well, on Grace Temple. That's going to be on the very next day. So the fundraiser is on the 19th. The women's conference is on the 20th. Okay, so get there at 9:30 a.m. They're going to do registration. The registration will be $10. Okay, so that is on August 20th, the IMA Women's Conference at Grace Temple Missionary Baptist Church. So get there at 9:30. Registration's at 10. Our keynote speaker is going to be Bishop Jester from the Gideon Full Gospel Baptist Church here in Tucson. So get there. It's going to be great. We are thankful for the leadership of Evangelist Sherry Jackson, who is our women's director for the IMA Women's Conference. So we are looking for a great, great time on the 20th. So please, if you're not doing anything, feel free to go out to the Grace Temple Missionary Baptist Church on that Saturday on the 20th at 9:30 a.m. Register at 10 o'clock, and we're looking for a great time. Again, so we are just excited for all the many great things that has taken place in our city. We have so much to be thankful for. We're excited for the mission of Fresh Start, which is everyone deserves a new beginning. Not a second chance, not a third chance, not a 10th chance, not a 40th chance, but everybody deserves a new beginning. Everybody deserves a fresh start. And we want to be able to participate in your Fresh Start movement. And so we're trying to create a Fresh Start movement, and we want you to join this movement because this movement is going to touch lives and change lives, impact families, empower our communities, help heal different individuals in our families and our congregations, all of that. It's important that we help people who have made bad choices, because that's what God is all about, God's amazing grace. And so we are thankful for, again, another show. I'm here every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. On the 106 The Groove. So please join me. See me next week. And thank you for your time. See you soon.